Psalm 39. I said, I'll take heed to my ways, that I don't sin with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. He's talking about his self-control, that it's as if we had a horse that needs to have a bridle put into it to sort of yank us one way or the other. So that's right, that he should try to decide, look, I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to be provoked. Oh, I need to be really careful here not to speak wrongly. And we can be wise like that as well. We may have a meeting with people and we think, oh, before I know where I am, I'm going to say something to that person that I'm later going to regret. They're annoying me so much. Well, then, as he says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. But after he sins with Bathsheba in Psalm 32, he says, don't be like the horse that has to have its tongue kept in with a bridle. And I think what he means is that if you really realize you've been forgiven and that God really loves me and has shown me his grace, that is what will control you. That is what will influence your words, not trying to force yourself to self-control. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned, and then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. So his heart is burning within him, like we all feel when we're under provocation by somebody. And your mind is boiling up and you're going to say something bad. And he says, my heart was hot within me and then I spoke. And what does he say? He speaks to God. And he asks God to remind him of how short his life is. And that's how we should be, by realizing that life is so very short and that soon I will be dead and I've got a very limited window of opportunity in this life and I am so weak. That's one way to control yourself from saying things that you shouldn't say. Behold, you've made my days of a very few number. My age is like nothing before you. Truly, every man at his best state is vanity. Now, man at his best state is maybe when he's 21 or whatever, strong and handsome and whatever. But he says, well, even then, after that, it's all going down. Your body starts to decline. But even that, he says, is completely vanity. Surely, every man walks in a vain show. They are disquieted. They're worried about things for nothing. He heaps up riches and knows not who's going to gather them. So a lot of the worry that people have in their lives, he says, is all vain, it's all empty, because you're going to die. And so this fact that we're mortal and that we are not conscious after we're dead, and our hope is the hope of the resurrection of the body when Jesus comes back, that actually helps you to humility and to not being materialistic, wanting to be worried about this, that, and the other, to gather this, that, and the other riches. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. He's saying, well, whatever they say, however much they're provoking me, no matter how much other people are all worried about this, that, and the other, or boasting of their youth and their strength, my hope is in you. I'm just waiting for Jesus to come back. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Don't make me the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I didn't open my mouth because you did it. Remove your stroke away from me. I'm consumed by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke a man, you try to correct him, and therefore you make his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. So one way that God tries to rebuke and correct man is to help us to realize how weak we are. That's why we get sick. That's why we have accidents. You might fall over and break your leg or hurt your arm or something like that. All those things, and bigger illnesses, of course, these are, in the end, to bring us to him. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and listen to my cry. Don't be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, and a sojourner like a traveller, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. So we're told that Abraham was a pilgrim, and that we ought to walk in the steps of faith of Abraham. So he was a foreigner and a pilgrim and a traveller. David says that's me as well. I'm a foreigner. I'm just like a man passing through, as all my fathers were. And so that is how it really is for the truly spiritual person, that we don't fit in this world, that we're like foreigners just passing through, and we're looking for something else, not this world. And what we're looking for is the kingdom of God and everlasting life in God's kingdom.